Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional gold mine full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's guest is Suzanne Summers. And please, if you haven't already listened to it, please listen to part one, because Suzanne reveals the impetus behind her book, Toxic, her latest book, which really comes out of personal experiences with herself, her family, how they unraveled the secret to complex illnesses that seem baffling in their origin, but with a little proper detective work and the help of several doctors that she interviewed, the answers are apparent. And some of the great doctors that appear in your book, Nick Gonzalez, who we talked about in part one, Sherry Rogers, who's an environmental physician. She's been doing this for decades. Stephen Sinatra, known to many of our listeners as America's premier integrative cardiologist, Dr. Gary Gordon, who talks about heavy metal toxicity, Dr. Richie Shoemaker. He's a little less well known, but he is a fantastic expert on the subject of mold. He's probably the world's authority on mold and its pervasive effects. And then Walter Crinian, who's also, you really picked a great group, because all these people bring something to the fore in discussing various aspects of toxicity. So kudos to you. Yeah, Suzanne, I'm very impressed with your knowledge and dedication on this. How did you get started in this? This is probably decades and decades ago. You made a personal decision that you were going to embrace this this type of lifestyle, but it wasn't always that way for you, right?
No, and take this in the vein with which I'm saying.
Yep.
Cancer 15 years ago was my gift. Cancer was the literal shaking of my shoulders, where I asked myself, what have I done in my diet and lifestyle to play host to this disease? So I took responsibility for my cancer. And at that time, because it was a large, fairly large tumor, I did not want to have chemotherapy. And I was, there was a lot of doom and gloom, and if you don't, and I said, I'm just going to have to do this my way. I can't give up my hormones. My quality of life is so great, and it is my belief that it's an environment of balanced hormones that prevents cancer. And it was my belief at that time that because I was estrogen dominant, that what that really meant was that my body was not making sufficient progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
Estrogen is carcinogenic. Progesterone is anti-carcinogenic. Again, nature, in its infinite wisdom, makes estrogen for women and men every day of the month. And then 2 weeks of every month, every woman pours the right amount of progesterone for her. Well, if your body isn't making sufficient progesterone, that's when you become estrogen dominant, and that's when your problems begin, and that is how I believe I got cancer.
But, it was a really courageous decision on your part, because, you're a Hollywood star, and you're, considered like a VIP kind of person. And VIPs get the best quality medical care. They always can go to the best mainstream doctors. And surely many of your doctors, perhaps some of your prominent friends, said, hey, Suzanne, conventional medicine is the way to go. Go to Cedars-Sinai. I have the best oncologist. I have the best breast surgeon. I have the best, and so on. And the temptation is so great for people in your status to go conventional. Did you get a lot of blowback? I think it was very courageous of you to sort of walk away from the mainstream paradigm.
It was courageous because one of my doctors, when I said, I'm not going to stop my hormones and I'm not going to take chemotherapy and I'm not going to take the aftercare drugs, she said, you're going to die.
Wow.
And I remember saying, I honestly believe I will die if I do what you tell me to do. I'm going to eat as though my life depends upon it, which I believe it does. I'm going to value sleep and take it seriously. I'm going to change my thinking to positive thinking and eliminate all of toxins, including toxic people, from my life.
Okay.
And that's what I did. Now, I live in Palm Springs most of the time. We never did get to rebuild that house in Malibu. And when we found out that the house we were living in had all this black mold. Here we'd lost all our possessions in the Malibu fire.
Mm-hmm.
We move into this leased house on the hill in Malibu, and it's so beautiful, and then we find out that it's what's making us sick, and you can't take your things with you when you have that kind of mold. So I had just started reaccumulating a house full of my, you know, dishes. I could take dishes, and I could take clothes that were dry cleanable or that I could wash. Couldn't take furniture, couldn't take drapes, couldn't take so many things I left behind. After a while, I got tired of paying rent, and I've had a home in the desert for a long time. I said, let's just move there. So we moved here. Now, one of the things I'm noticing here in the desert, everybody lives on the golf course.
Oh, boy.
Luxurious
on
our golf course. And golfers are so avid, and the people I run into, oh, they love it. They sit out on their terrace in the morning and while the grass is being cut.
They can drive a few balls, play a few holes.
And while the grass is being sprayed with poison.
Yes.
I started this book with a quote that I'd like to read. It's just a short one.
Sure.
That blew my mind. Billy Casper, who's a top U.S. professional golfer. He won 51 major tournaments during his career and is in the Golf Hall of Fame. So here's his quote. One year, in a tournament near Miami, I had to withdraw after 36 holes. The course had been heavily sprayed, and there was weed killer in the lake. When I got to the course for the third round, I couldn't hit a wedge shot 30 yards. I didn't have enough strength. My eyes were bloodshot, my complexion was very ruddy, and my right hand was swollen from taking balls from the caddy. My doctor said it was acute pesticide poisoning. So I look at all these fortunate people who get to live on golf courses, which is so beautiful.
They aspire to that. This is like the dream of a lifetime, to retire to Florida or to a beautiful place like Palm Springs or, you know, Southern California and play golf all day. But these people are subjecting themselves to incredible perils.
And people are not connecting those dots. I work with a nutritional grocery store here called Clark's. They have four stores, one in Loma Linda. Loma Linda with the healthiest people on the planet. That's one of those blue zones.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are three in the Riverside Desert area, and we sell my cosmetics, organic cosmetics there. And I went to have lunch with the owner of Clark's when we first went into business together, and he lives on a golf course. And I said, do they spray out there? I could see the golf course from every window in his house. Yeah, they spray every day. And then I'm talking to his wife, and his wife said, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm in constant pain all the time. I have these headaches all the time. And then the daughter said, I cannot lose weight. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I really try. Here we sell organic vegetables or grass-fed protein. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I said, I hate to be the voice of doom, but you're living on a golf course, and every morning spraying that golf course with who knows what, and that golf course is so unnaturally green in a way that nature didn't even make it green, so what is that? And you think it's staying outside, it's permeating your house, it's permeating your body, and I don't think it was because of me, but recently they moved from the house, because these are people who are very health conscious. Horrible. It's like mold. I had to move from my house to mold. If you are sick and living on or near a golf course where they're spraying pesticides all the time, you need to move? Maybe. But you first can try changing the paradigm in your personal sphere. I don't know what you do if you live on a golf course unless you never open your windows and they're sealed to where nothing from the atmosphere come in, but that's not why we would find it like this. So changing to organic cosmetics will help. Changing to organic makeup and hair care and household toxic cleaners, and getting rid of carpeting that's outgassing formaldehyde, and changing your mattress to organic. All really expensive kind of, not the changing the skincare, hair care, household cleaning, but that's the same price as as regular shampoos with chemicals and regular skincare with chemicals.
Do you have an organic skincare or a cosmetic line that people can look to?
I do, and my purpose in talking about it is not to sell.
No, but I'm just mentioning it because it's a possible resource for our listeners. I know that you're not here to plug your line, but for our listeners who are interested,
right.
Call to action?
I developed the skincare line, hair care. Toxic-free makeup, lead-free lipstick, toxic-free household cleaner. Our household cleaning product is made from colloidal silver. It's so safe, you could drink it. I do not drink it.
Right.
It's not going to taste it, but we've got spot remover and laundry detergent and household
right.
The peace of mind I get from using that, and I had this developed really for me. It was selfish. I wanted it. It's a certified toxic-free line, which the guidelines are so stringent. And it's beautiful. We use coconut oil in so many of the products, and jojoba oil and things like that. My point is, you can win. We're under the greatest environmental assault in the history of humanity, but you can win. I'm winning. My granddaughters are well. My daughter is almost well. Her tipping point came later than the rest of us. My stomach is flat again. I found that the reason that this basketball was forming at the end of every day was that, of course, what is it that mold, yeast, candida, and fungus love to eat the most? Sugar. So I would have even something like a date, which is good for us, right, with selenium. I'd have a date. That sugar was a happy meal for the mold, and one mold organism can multiply 52 million times in a 24-hour time period. So that's what that basketball was. It was all gas, loading, cramping, uncomfortable, not able to depend on what I could wear that night. I'm in the public eye. I go out, I went to a concert one night for Pink Martini. I just love that group. And I know them, and they asked me to come up on stage from the audience to sing with them, which I was very happy to do. I was having an episode, and I wore this tight dress that looked good on the when I left my house. I could feel my stomach bloating, and on Facebook, which is the coolest thing in the world, I saw all these comments the next day of
the trolls came out, the Facebook trolls came out, right?
I thought, I'm not alone though. When I lecture to women, I would say, how many in this room are bloated right now? They all laugh, and almost every hand goes up. The mm-hmm. other thing I ask is, how many in this room sleep 5 hours or less every night? They don't laugh, and most of them hold their hands up.
Yeah.
Sleep is such a changer.
It's a great
way to get your weight down if you're eating right, if you're sleeping 8 hours without drugs. So what you and I both do, Ronald, is there's a new way to age. There's a way to deal with the changing planet. The planet has changed so drastically in the last 50 years that unless doctors like yourself step out of the standard of care box and expand their horizons on the new kind of healing, they're going to be left behind. And the ship, as you know, is turning.
Yep.
It's a slow turning, an ocean liner around, but it's happening. There are more and more people who will go out of their way to go to a restaurant because they serve organic food.
Right. In no small part due to your efforts, because you, I think, are a very, very prominent, high-profile spokesperson for this, but think of some things that are happening. Sales of McDonald's are plummeting. Kraft is now using, and this is a small change kind of modification, but they're getting the artificial coloring out of mac and cheese, and they're using natural coloring. Chipotle is getting rid of GMOs. Pepsi is getting rid of NutraSweet. I mean, the tide really is turning. Yeah, they're getting yeah, exactly.
It is because I believe this book is so timely because the chickens have come home to roost. It's here. It's now. Everybody is dealing with something. And I was in New York last week. I've never run into so many sick people. They're not getting any sun. They're living with enormous stress. They're living in old, moldy buildings. They're eating food that is GMO and pesticide laden. Although I started seeing there's organic popping up here and there because I think people on both coasts and everything in between are saying something's wrong. All I want people to take away from my interview with you is that it's not hopeless, that there's a solution. that if you decide you want to be well, you can. There's detox protocols in this book. You can look up one of these doctors. There's Forever Health, which are the other doctors who are alternative doctors who are qualified in bioidentical hormones and environmental medicine. You have to seek out a doctor who has chosen to expand his or her horizons if you want to succeed at this. But the good news about this is that the detoxification that I've laid out in this book, according to the doctors I interviewed, doesn't cost you anything. Anybody can afford to get virgin organic coconut oil. Have 4 spoons throughout the day of virgin organic coconut oil. I like the way it tastes just like it is, but if you don't like it, put it in a smoothie or cook with it or whatever. It seals up the barrier wall so that you know, helping with those leaks, the leaky gut. It also is very healing to the intestines. Dr. Sherry Rogers said to me, I said, what do you do when you go out to a restaurant? They don't have anything organic, and you know everything that's not organic is GMO and pesticide-laden. She said, there are times you have to eat. She said, but when you come home, she said, take my detox cocktail. Right. I said, what's that?
By the way, someone who herself was very sick, but then discovered this field as a means of getting herself well. And as you know, I've eaten with her. She eats very cleanly. She's very careful. And she has robust health. And so it can be done.
She had bones that were breaking. She was so sick from toxins. And that's how serious it is. Her detox cocktail is a spoon of ascorbic acid powder, which is vitamin C, because it absorbs faster, and 3 R-lipoic acid capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you take one of those when you get home from the restaurant, you take another one of those in the morning, and depending on how off your body is, maybe once or twice more through the day. It just sort of cleans you out. And again, cleaning out the pipes. So it's doable. I've done it. My husband, the only time he has facial grimacing anymore is, for instance, I was just on Dancing with the Stars, and he comes with us everywhere. And he sat in the room, the studio where it shot, which is a spectacular studio, and there's so many lights, so much technology.
So much electromagnetic radiation in there. It's because it's like a studio. It's got all this equipment.
And when they would cut to my husband in the audience when I was dancing, it looked like he was crying, but really what it was he was getting, the room was so hot with chemicals and EMFs that he was getting hit, and it reactivated and reinfected him. And then it takes him a couple of days of detoxing to get right again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not alone. I'm not now noticing, I never noticed people that grimace or have facial tics before. Now I'm noticing it quite a bit. I was noticing it in elevators in New York last week. I was noticing it in studios, people who blink a lot. And that's how my husband started blinking a lot. And then it went to facial spasms. And
all symptoms of nervous system problems. Yep.
Yes. Because his mold decided to set up housekeeping at the base of the brain in the cerebellum, where the central nervous system runs right along parallel with it, ate into his central nervous system, and that's what was causing his tics and spasms. And I was so worried that it was not repairable, but it is. He just keeps detoxing it out. But it's not for sissies. I asked Mr. Gonzalez, how long? And he said, it's a
lifestyle. It's a process. It takes time.
And,
yeah. So I want to thank you very much. And also, you've been most generous with your time, because I know that you're touring and people are going to expect to see you, hither and thither and yon. I just saw you on Fox with O'Reilly the other night. You did a great job. And I wish you much success with it. It was fun. No, but I tell you, it's hard because you're doing these interviews with people who are, they're really not the initiated, and you play it really well. The type of interview you do with the mainstream press is quite different than what, you share with the initiated here on this program. You're preaching to the choir, but you're diplomatic and you kind of go soft on people who incidentally O'Reilly recently went gluten-free, so he's sort of getting it. He's starting to get it. So
I remember when you talked about grain drink, and that was when I was writing my book, and I went, okay, I was going to be able to do a good interview. I as you said earlier, I'm I open May 23rd in Las Vegas at the Westgate Hotel. Well, there are a couple of things about this that's interesting to me. A, I took 2 decades off to write my book, and I wanted to watch my grandchildren grow up. I didn't want to miss it, and I'll never regret that. But about a year ago, I said to my husband, I miss it. I said, I miss the form of entertaining, and I have the energy, and I have the vitality. And because I'm not on any drugs, my brain is working right. I have no bone loss because of my hormone and mineral and nutritional replacements that I do. I have some wisdom because I'm old enough to have achieved that, and perspective, which is something no young person can buy or have.
And you share that wisdom admirably in the book. So I want to thank you very much for joining us, and all the best, and stay well. And keep getting the word out. You're doing a great job communicating this information. Thanks for joining us, Suzanne Summers. The book is Toxic. It's brand new, and it's available from the usual sources. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.